Pleasure to be speaking with Jesse Quigley from Chelan, Washington, and a graduate of CHS in 2010, one of the old goats. And he has teamed up with Kaylin Swenson, another CHS grad from 2012. They are the Candy Flowers and have some wonderful music out, a new self-produced album that they've got going. Jesse, tell me a little bit about the history of this duo. You guys go back to your high school days in jazz band and pep band, is that right?
Yeah, I met Kaylin in 2008 or something in pep band, meeting at 7 in the morning. I think I was playing bass. I think Kaylin was on drums at the time, always switching it up. Yeah, so those were good times, and we're learning a lot of songs in the pep band as well, playing for the basketball team and whatnot.
So when did you guys decide that, hey, we want to make some music together and we want to record it? When did that all come about?
I think we've had that idea for years, pretty much ever since we were in those classes together. And this release isn't the first time we got together to make music. We released a post-hardcore album called Amber Lights, the Monroe EP. The band was called Amber Lights. The EP was called the Monroe EP, featuring four tracks of kind of heavier post-hardcore music, which we released in 2017, I believe.
So Mind Folly, I heard a couple of the tracks, and you guys do a really nice job on that. How long were you working on that particular production?
And it was a quarantine project, and we were both out of work and stuck at home, and we were like, let's make one song. It turned into two songs, three songs, until it was five. And we started in March or something. I think Kaylin was writing the first song even maybe in February.